Ivan, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So this is the first ever racial justice symposium at Mount Allison. Can you tell us a bit about what led to the presentation of this event?
Yes. So the discussion around having the racial justice symposium actually began in the winter of 2020. And the initial goal was to do this event alongside with, other Maple Leaf universities. But due to a number of challenges, right before COVID began, we had to reschedule it to a later date. So, this is a 2020 project that was moved, from before the pandemic to now. And we are really excited that we are getting to do it this year.
There's a lot going on, panel discussions, roundtables, and you've got two keynote addresses. Can you give me an idea of who your keynote speakers are?
Yes. So we have two keynote speakers, and one of them is Dr. Onela from St. Francis Xavier University, and she's done extensive research around the experience of Black, Canadian, athletes, especially in the 20th century, and we are really excited to have her because her work speaks so much on the experience of, the Black Canadian community and sports, and we think it's one of the pieces that is not considered so much in the inclusion conversation within Canada. And I think, a lot of our students are going to appreciate it because we have, athletes in our team, at the moment that, can appreciate that sort of long history of connection between, just Black Canadian history and sports and athleticism in general.
Yeah, that's going to be so interesting. And you also have someone from Dalhousie, who's joining us. Can you tell us a bit about her?
Yes. So Dr. Omisore is a professor at Dalhousie and has done extensive work around, Black LGBTQI, people and also, with different communities. But I think most of her research really explores about, the experience of a lot of, Black Canadians regarding accessing health. And I think in a way, as a queer, person really helps us to really, appreciate that experience. And I think, the fact that she's very involved in the community and also in supporting a number of groups with her research, so I think, she'll also be able to kind of give us a unique point of view on, just the experience of Black Canadians, through the work that she's done. So I think in a way it's going to be like speakers that really give us this unique sort of point of views of thinking about, just the lived experiences of different, Canadians of African descent.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I mean, to think about racial justice through that healthcare lens, like especially right now in the middle of a healthcare crisis, it seems very apropos.
Yes, it's actually very timely because I think, since the pandemic began, we've had a lot of, information that keeps coming up around the, the disproportionate effect, of COVID-19 on the Black community. And I think, there's no, better person to speak to this kind of work than Dr. Misore. So we're really excited to have her speak, this week.
Now, these events they're not for the general public, right? There's for students and staff at the Maple Leaf universities. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
So like what we were hoping to do was to really have these events available for, for students, staff and faculty, across the Maple Leaf. But in a way, we also encourage members within the community to participate. And I think, this is something that we know that, Woodhouse SACCEL, as a university is also part of the SACCEL community. So we'd really love to have, members of the SACCEL community as well, join us because we believe this is a very important conversation that, needs to be had, on campus, but also in the community.
Oh, that's great. So people from the public are able to join some of these talks.
Yes.
And listen along. Great. Now, there is one session open specifically to BIPOC communities. Tell me a bit about that and why did you decide to host this session directed, specifically for Black, Indigenous and people of color?
Yes. So one of the reasons as to why we decided to have that session was to really allow people a space to be vulnerable. And we know that with experiences around racism or, any kind of harassment or discrimination, it takes a level of, someone really being vulnerable and fragile with the experience to share. And we wanted to allow people to find a space where they can show strength and they can show courage and resilience to be able to sort of speak to these experiences, but also to think of ways that, you know, some of these experiences can be addressed in future instances. And I think, you know, it's also an opportunity for community bonding in a way. And I think, you know, just to allow a platform where people can bring their lived experiences and be accepted for what those lived experiences are and just be allowed to feel safe and to belong was really important. So we thought, you know, that we could incorporate something of this sort, you know, into the session so we can allow people to have this space where they can be vulnerable, but also draw strength from the community that they live with.
Now, this is going to start today. It kicks off today at noon. I guess the snow yesterday sort of postponed the initial flag raising, but maybe let us know what's happening at noon.
So like today at noon, we will be having the Pan-African flag raising. And this flag was initially designed by Marcus Garvey. And his intention was to unite, you know, people of black or African descent across the world. And, you know, his intention was to really draw this community together to celebrate strength, but also to acknowledge the struggles that they experience or continue to experience. So, and we are really, really, really excited about the opportunity to have this flag raising at Mount A, because it's going to be the first time in history that, you know, our university has been able to hoist, you know, the Pan-African flag for, you know, the month of February. So we are really excited, and, you know, we'll be able to share, you know, the links of this so that, you know, people can attend, of course, virtually, because we still have to, you know, protect ourselves from COVID-19. But mm-hmm. I think we'll be able to share with the rest of the community on how they can access the links and they can be able to be part of this historic occasion.
And then tonight at 5 p.m. is the keynote address with Dr. Ornella Nzudiki Yamana from St. Francis Xavier.
Yes.
All right. And I guess events are continuing for a few days. One thing I wanted to ask you about is this is happening with the Maple League of Universities. You know, who have you been working with? And so does that mean that there's, you know, not just Mount Allison community here participating, but people from Bishop's University, St. FX, and Acadia as well?
Yes. So, and I think this is also like a really unique opportunity, because I think this is really the first time that we've had, you know, all the four universities, you know, involved in an event of this nature. And I think, you know, the exciting part is that we'll have, you know, students from, you know, Acadia or St. Francis Xavier or Bishops in Quebec, you know, be able to join the Mount Allison community in participating in this. And I think, you know, I think what this event really does well is to build and move a conversation that has been ongoing throughout 2020 around, you know, Black Lives Matter and, you know, things that, you know, like COVID-19 that has really impacted, you know, the Black, you know, community here. So we're really excited to sort of create this room for dialogue to allow people to kind of, you know, think of, you know, the next ways of moving this conversation forward.
All right. Well, starting today, continuing on the 11th as well. Ivan, is there anything else people should know about the Racial Justice Symposium?
Yes, I think for me, I would really encourage people to attend, because I think, you know, we really have a unique, you know, lineup of guests, and we have a number of academics, for instance, who will be our keynote speakers. We also have, you know, like, you know, people that are involved in the community, and we have, you know, like a panelist from the African Nova Scotian community, and, you know, who, you know, will speak to, you know, the African Nova Scotian experience, which I think is important, you know, for us to know. And then we have, you know, other panelists that also are involved with, you know, like with the New Brunswick community. So in a way, we are really happy to have, you know, this, you know, the wealth and the knowledge of this, you know, different groups of people, you know, added, and to really have the opportunity to learn from them and to listen to them. And obviously to partner with the Maple League, you know, is something that is really exciting. And we really hope everyone can make it, you know, to join us, because, you know, all of this will be available online, and you can find the links at mta.ca /racialjusticesymposium. And, you know, all of the links will be available there. And, you know, we really hope to see you there.
Okay, and we'll make sure the links are available on the CHMA website as well. Ivan, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.